You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the government announced the scrapping of the traffic light COVID-19 protection framework, as well as the easing of many key restrictions. Mask wearing will now no longer be required outside of healthcare settings, household contacts don't need to isolate, and all vaccine mandates will cease at the end of the month. In the same announcement, the government dedicated a one-off public holiday to honour the passing of the late Queen Elizabeth II. For my regular interview with National MP Dr. Shane Retty, we spoke about this announcement and how it has been received by the National Party. I started off by asking him how he felt about the announced changes and whether there is anything he would have done differently.
So we've been calling for some months for the abolition of the traffic light framework. It no longer seemed to substantively serve its purpose. So yesterday was just a operationalizing of what we've been calling for quite a period of time. It seemed like there was no substantial utility to maintaining the traffic light system. And I think with COVID fatigue and general public mood that it was starting to lose support. So yesterday is what we've been calling for several months anyway, although we still need to contemplate the seven-day isolation period and just wonder why it's not 5 days like a number of other jurisdictions have. But otherwise than that, this is something that we've been calling for a while, and it's been good that the government has moved that way eventually.
Some prominent epidemiologists have expressed concern about dropping mask mandates in confined areas, such as public transport, like buses. Do you believe that more could be done, even as restrictions ease, to ensure such health measures remain in place?
So there's a variable response to that. Some epidemiologists have expressed concern and that maybe the one area where masks should be retained, in their view, is on public transport because of the confined spaces. Others have been more relaxed. I think there's a range of views on that. If we look at the international experience through the UK, France, US, variable responses there, some did exactly as we've done. And then several months later, the US, for example, needed to put some restrictions back. Others have just let them roll. So I think a range of responses there. We don't have the modelling that the government has to make this decision. And so there's an unknown for everyone in that. But I think a range of views as to whether masks should be mandated and continue to be mandated on public transport. At the moment, they remain voluntary.
Are you at all concerned that we would go the path of the United States, say, if a new strain entered the country, and that it's possible that if such restrictions were eased earlier, that it was more likely?
So that's one, wisdom in hindsight, as to whether if that had been called earlier, something would have happened. And to its hypothetical looking forward, no one knows that. And again, we don't have the modelling to suggest otherwise. So we'll stand behind the position we've taken for several months that there should have been some relaxation before now of parts of the COVID framework, the traffic light framework.
Should a new strain reach the New Zealand population, what kinds of measures would the National Party prefer to see reinstated, if any?
So, again, that's postulating forward, but probably a tiered range of response depending on the nature of the virus, its R factor, how many people involved, what its target cohort looks like. But one could imagine a range of responses that included tools such as masking, as reintroducing masking, such as a greater use of RAT tests. One could imagine that if we were to confront, for argument's sake, another Delta strain, that there would be some tiered rollback or roll in, if you like, of some of the levers that we've had over this past 2 years.
You mentioned a tiered response, a potential tiered response, rolling back or rolling in new measures. This is something that has generated a little bit of controversy, given that the government has introduced a number of different sorts of frameworks, including the traffic light system, which is now essentially abolished. Do you believe that a tiered response, which has, you know, a number of different options rather than one blanket response depending on the situation, is a good idea, given that some have been complaining about levels of sort of poor communication or it being difficult to understand a tiered response such as this?
Look, I think a TED response can still be simplified. I think it can still be, I mean, for argument's sake, one could say TED responses at this level, masks will be reapplied back on public transport. That's not hard to understand. What's hard is where it then becomes applicable to retail outlets, and it was also to healthcare facilities. When you start adding in exclusions, it becomes complicated. But a TED response that said for condition X, the response will be masks back on public transport. That's not confusing. That's not hard to understand. So there is a pathway. I think there are parts of the traffic light system that became quite complex, so complex that when the minister was first asked, or it was several months ago now, in what circumstances are masks still required, he was struggling to correctly remember what it was. Indeed, had to come back and correct the record 24 hours later. But I think there can be some simplicity in a tiered response.
Moving on briefly, the government has announced at the same time a new one-off public holiday to mourn the late Queen. Do you believe this is an appropriate measure?
So if we look at some of our international jurisdictions, particularly like Australia, it has been an action that's been taken to commemorate the life and service of Her Majesty. And so we understand, in fact, I was with groups last night, business groups, in fact, there were medical groups who were concerned that here's another day of elective surgery and planned surgery that won't happen. There is that balance of showing the respect that we need to show to a sovereign, and also getting about our daily lives. And so weighing that up is a challenge, and we'll have to see what the impact of that is.
There has been some discussion, although it's been limited, of reassessing, I guess, New Zealand's place in the Commonwealth and the future of New Zealand's association with the Crown. Do you believe this is an appropriate time for such discussions to take place? And if so, what kinds of responses do you think that the New Zealand population is likely to give to this degree?
So I think this discussion is a matter of timing. I think here and now our focus, thoughts and support should be for the life of service from Her Majesty. It is a discussion that New Zealanders have been having and will continue to have. But I think just here and now, it's a time actually to reflect and give thanks. So yes, the discussion will be ongoing, but just here and now, I'd suggest the timing is not quite right.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.